You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, I'm Big J. Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder.
And you're listening to the Best of the Bonfire. Stay tuned to hear some of our favorite moments from this week. You can listen to the Bonfire live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Also, be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
Crackle Crackle Campers is Black Lou back with another Bonfire's Best of the Week. On Monday's show, Nate Bargatze joined us as Dan posed an amazing question to the group. Spoiler alert, I'm going with naked push-ups.
Would you rather have your mom banged out by the cool kid in school, or...
I like the question.
You'd rather come home to your friend being winded after doing naked push-ups for your dad?
Oh, God damn it.
Oof.
So my dad, we're gonna
go around the room and answer, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Gay dad push-ups. Why? Because you're just like, oh, dad's gay.
Can I tell you why?
You go, my dad's gay. Let's get out of this thing.
Your dad's a little more than gay. He's making kids come over and do push-ups.
Yeah, you're right. Nate, he is. He's business savvy, too.
Can I tell you why?
Look at a kid tells about his dad. Where you're like, no, his dad was a garbage. He was a garbage person. And you're like, my dad was cool.
My dad was rad.
He had foresight on how to see some tight tushes and some fucking strong shoulders.
Guy's 50 years old. Guy's 50 years old. He's still pulling 12-year-old dick. But whatchamacallit, I'll tell you what, my answer changed throughout that exchange we had right there. I was first gonna say my mom with the coolest kid in school banging your mom. I don't even know why. It just seemed like the instinct answer. But why I'd go to my dad having the kids do naked push-ups is because I have a leg to stand on in the if that gets exposed.
Yeah, which you will.
You have like, so then you get to go to school. Yeah, these fucking Moes were over there doing it. Yeah, my dad's a creep. But these fucking fruits are over there just kissing their dick holes to my carpet for my dad. Like, that's weird, too. They're weird, too.
You would like it just so you could meet your dad? You're like, that means he'd be at home.
Yeah. That's the funniest thing. The whole part of this whole thing is just for us to get dads at home. We're like, maybe have a talk with them, have a catch. Have him tell me that he's gay.
I guess the push-up thing, just because he'd be there.
And also he'd be encouraging physical fitness.
That's a great point. Both of those answers are clearly from men that did not have dads. That is the wrong choice in that scenario.
That is the wrong choice.
The last thing you want to do is
let me tell you this.
To be a known pedophile? That's insane!
But Joe, let me say it like this. Your mom's a pedophile too. Your mom fucked a teenager.
No, that dude that fucked my mom is awesome. And there is a fucking difference, and you know it.
If your mom's gonna fuck a high school kid, it's gonna be one of the ones that got the early mustache. You know what I mean? Like one of those.
Dude, you got that fucking, who was that teacher that dated that Filipino kid that had a mustache at 12?
Laterno?
They're married now with kids.
Oh, they're divorced, Joe. She's back on the market. Get on it.
I love these kind of questions, man. They're so good. Black Lou ran away because he doesn't want to answer. Now I'm starting to think Black Lou's dad used to watch naked push-ups. By the way, I thought about it since you said it. Yeah, when you said that me and Dan wanted dads so bad that we would be known pedophiles versus your mom being a whore. I didn't even overthink that. I go, oh, a known pedophile? Here's the thing. It's only known to the other kids, though.
Yeah, you're basically going like, so that means I know him as well? Then yes, I would love it.
Yeah, I could have a catch. I could have a catch for the guy.
Oh, dude, I get to find out all of his favorite albums from growing up. There'll be a lot of talking. You know, it's just the gay naked push-ups are just a little.
I think you got a gay is it. You're throwing gay around a lot. It's way worse than gay. Like you're acting like it's kind of fun. Like it's like, hey, your dad's
I'm
gay.
Trying to make it progressive, Nate.
You're like,
Nate, it's progressive. No. Hey, the Spartan.
Yeah, old. You're like from the 1940s, like an old man.
Dude,
it's like,
dude, this is what the Spartans used to do for soldiers. This is cool.
He's got away with it for so long. Forget. Dude, who cares?
It would be so devastating if that figure, that kind of figure in your life was a, like, Jim Carrey, when he used to do stand-up, had a joke where he's like, could you imagine if you found out your parents were in hell? And he just goes, they taught me everything I know, man. That sums up the way you would feel if you found that your dad was a
me and Dan already have our talks now where people are going to go, hey, you know, it's like, yeah, I know. You guys just see the gay pedophile who has everybody coming over after school to do naked push-ups. But he's so much more than that to me. He's the guy who told me how to ride a bike. And when I told him to let go, he told me he already let go. That's the guy I know. I don't know the naked push-ups guy.
Come to me. You want to come to me with numbers? I come back to you with numbers. We have never had better physical education numbers. My father implemented his push-up program. Our football team is 7-3. Our basketball team is headed to the second straight Final Four. You tell me.
Dominating the presidential fitness test. Dominating. Everyone be able to climb the rope.
Economy is up because money is in the community.
You know that curveball you can't hit? Guess who showed it to me?
Yeah. Guess what? After push-ups, sometimes my dad just didn't kick him out. He taught him things. He was more than a pedophile that paid for push-ups. He was a mentor.
Hey, guys, is he a pedophile? Yeah. But does a pedophile not bleed? Does a pedophile not feel the sun?
Does a pedophile not make delicious French Sunday morning? We're going to talk about comic books?
Pedophile know that you like extra crunchy Jif and not the creamy kind everyone else likes?
Your pedophile, ask my mom to dance at the Under the Sea dance senior year of high school? Go Fresno Vikings.
When he sees that tight little 12-year-old ball sack from behind, he sees a universe.
Even the biggest whales need blowholes. That's his blowhole.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. It all rings much better to me than finding out my mom's just a slut for some kid who was mean to me in high school.
So after that kid gives you a swirly and then he lets you know that he just deep-dicked your mom?
Let me tell you, that kid is so awesome. I'm going to try to be friends with him after I found out he banged my mom.
Wait, you say
that dude rocks.
This guy cucked you into a friendship?
Fuck yeah.
That'd be great if a kid who went to school with you came out of your mom's bedroom and talked to you like he's a guy banging your mom. He goes, hey, champ, what's up? He goes, you want to go run a movie or something? I'll take you.
Even better if he came out of your mom's room. If he came out of your mom's room and talked about hot girls that went to your high school with you. He's like making a sandwich and he goes, dude, your mom gets hotter than Cheryl Driggs. And you go, what?
Yeah, no, I fucked her too, and it's like she didn't even know what she was doing. But your mom's got them years on her, dude. Just knows how to
push his back off the headboard, and you're like,
please stop, dude.
Playing Sega, you're like,
He goes, now look, now Cheryl Johnson from school is a pretty woman, but I mean, your mom, that's a woman's tits in that bedroom right there. Can you just get out of here, dude? Can you stop talking to her?
By the way, kid, I know I'm not your dad. Doesn't mean we can't do dad stuff. You want to go to Mickey D's?
Hey, I know your dad's locked up for pedophile photos of boys doing push-ups. I think it's pretty cool.
Hey, do you think he has to be? What if he's a grade younger than you?
Oh, dude, younger guy.
That would really hurt.
Yeah, way to add some seasoning to the question. That's a real question.
I was picturing him being in the same class as you. And he sits behind you, and when you flip your test over and it says A+, he gets in your ear and he goes, I'm proud of you, kid. We'll celebrate tonight at home. With home?
How about your mom and I take you out to Fuddruckers? You're over your shoulder, you're going, what? Yeah. What?
You going to pick the movie from Blockbuster tonight?
He goes, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you. Your dad used to pay me to do push-ups naked in front of him. You go, double slam dunk?
This is nothing.
Hi, it's Jacob. After show favorite Becky Rodriguez did a handstand on camera, an inspired Big J had big thoughts about his own athleticism and just might have taken his enthusiasm a little too far. You be the judge.
Here's the thing, though, Dan, and I think you already know what I'm going to say right here, and I do mean it. The same as a kip-up. I do mean it. Yeah. If I could get my mind, if I could be hypnotized into believing that I can do a flip, I could do a flip.
There's no way you could do a flip, Jay. I will tell you right
Becky,
now.
We've had this conversation before. No, Becky, you're shaking your head no, but I'm going to turn you around on this a little bit.
Okay.
turn around and support this, because I think we've had this conversation to some degree, and you do agree with me. A lot of the thing of accomplishing acts like that, the kip up and some other things, because here's the thing, Dan, we're all, none of us are weak guys. We're both strong guys. You don't think you can do it. So even when you're giving it your best shot, you're pulling at the end always, because you're like, there's no way I can fucking do this. But if you really went into it and you were like, yeah, dude, it's like, it seems like it makes total sense. There's been things, I wish I could think of them before the end of the show, I will, of things where I was like, I couldn't possibly do that. And then you really give it a shot. You know what I mean? Just for some day that day, you're like, wait, why couldn't I do that? And then you do it.
I don't think the flip works like that, Jay.
This is insane. You're going to hurt yourself. Right now.
No, no, no. Listen, I couldn't do a handstand if I just believed I could, because I can't hold my own body weight up like that. You know what I mean? My body weight's too much. I know that. I understand that. However, I do believe my legs are strong enough to propel my body over. I just know that upon even try, I won't even, you talk about the back, Dan, I'm telling you, I'm going down on the forehead, bro. Like, I'm going to go hurt myself so bad. I mean, but you, I think I have the ability in me currently.
No.
Just would never try to do it. I'll be terrified.
I love you to death.
Are you talking like Matrix style, like load the image in your head kind of thing?
I know, Kung Fu.
For me to do it, I would have to have it Matrix loaded.
Okay, I agree that most of this is muscle memory, but you have to have the muscle memory of doing it like thousands of times.
We could definitely do a trampoline front flip, every one of us. I know you're.
No, we couldn't. 100% couldn't. That's nuts.
Of course you could.
None of us could.
Joe, we could do trampoline flips.
Yes,
don't undersell yourself. We'll go to bounce zone once this thing's over.
I mean, listen, for me, I'm going to have to get some height, but I'm telling you, I could do it for sure.
Given that, let's accept the trampoline premise. You saying you could will yourself to do a flip, though, is like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it is fucking you're crazy.
Wrong. You're saying it wrong. First like of all, I'll tell right you this. Now, like, not will myself to do it. I'm saying I have the mechanics in my body to pull it off, right? Somebody,
Jay,
listen,
I think, Jay, I honestly,
there's Dan, there's fatter than me wrestler guys who can just do it. There's, you can watch videos of 300 pound guys doing front flips.
But those have been guys that have been doing front flips since they were 11. You doing a front flip in your 40s to start isn't going to happen.
It's never going to happen ever. It's never going to happen ever. Cause I can't even
I'm
get
36.
My brain.
I've made peace with the fact I will never do a front or back flip. It's just flipping ain't for me.
I can't get my brain to believe that I'm not going to die every day, coronavirus or not. So I definitely can't get it to be convinced that I can pull off feats of athleticism that seem out of my realm of vision.
As Dan said, I love you, but I want to be clear. You don't have the mechanics.
Christine, dust you in any fucking of these things.
Man.
Why? Where? I want to know before. Where the confidence is coming. Where's Jay? I'm not saying I'm any better. I am no better. I'm not saying I can do it and you can't. I just want to know where this confidence is coming from in you right now.
That's a good question.
What is this coming from?
It's we're talking about a very specific thing.
I'd like to see a pole vault. I want to see a pole vault. I want to see a long jump. I want to see a run long jump.
I agree with that. I would love to see a long jump.
That's doable. Long jump's doable.
Christine's lighter. I'm lighter than I am. Well, not much. Christine's lighter than I am. I'm joking. She's much lighter than I am.
Jay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I want to point out, Jay, at every turn of this claim, has said that weight has nothing to do with any of it. Now we said we want to see a long jump. That's very doable. You went right to Christina's lighter than me. That's not. You can't.
You're right.
Can't. No, you got to do
you're
it.
Right. You're right, Joe. I'll also dust her in long jump.
Jay.
Like, what are we testing? If you don't think you have endurance, like, we know you're stronger than me. That's
athleticism. How about this? How about if two people, if we bring in two of Black Lou's cousins to double Dutch, and I bet I can stay longer in double Dutch than Christine.
I can't double Dutch, and it's weighed on me my entire life. I wish I could. I'm a good twirler.
I think I could double Dutch.
Jay, you are, I never thought I'd see the day you did something like this. I'm disappointed quite. you are trumping these answers. You are Donald Trump. These Evans just came at you with a sound argument. She goes, what are we testing? And Jay just goes, athleticism. Anyway, throws out a word. I mean, that means nothing. What are we testing?
How about I go to her realm and I'll tell you, You give me one day to work on it, I could twirl better than Christine. I'll twirl better than her.
Flat? You think you can twirl a flag better than me?
What?
A baton. How about hula hoop? Things like this, I can hula hoop better than you, I bet.
This is where we are. This is not where this started.
Just anything you can do, I can do better.
I'll tell you what's crazy. I thought that, Jay, I thought you were doing a bit basically this whole time. And then in that moment, you just went, no, Christina would take me in swimming. And I was like, he's not doing a bit. He's really claiming he could do all these things.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the things that I will dust her ass in.
I still don't know what one of them is.
On Wednesday's show, April Macy stopped by as we discussed her old friendship with comedy club owner and legend Craig Glazer.
In the history of the Bonfire, over the years, the late Craig Glazer has became a fascination of ours. We've gone through. I mean, I've worked the club. Jay's worked the club.
I've worked the club many times. In fact, last time I did it, and I'm glad because it was before he passed away, but I brought Christine with me, and she came, of all cities to go to, it was like Overland Park, Kansas, or whatever. It's one of the few random, like, middle America gigs she came to with me because it was like, you got to meet this guy.
I had been hearing stories. I've been working in comedy clubs since 2005. I've been hearing stories of Craig Glazer forever. And I'm so actually happy and excited that I got to spend that weekend with this character.
Was that right before he died? Did your check bounce? Did your check clear?
It must have been like 2 years before he died. Okay.
Right. And the only time I worked the club was when I was on that like headliner for feature money, you know? Like I would headline for 6 days and he'd pay me barely above feature rate. But I did get to ride in that sweet Lotus on the way to watch him.
Sad years. The Lotus was the sad.
Yeah, I was there for the Lotus years. I was there when he did.
They're all sad years.
When he drove you so he could do press and you just sit there.
Oh, I feel like I have 12 years in with Craig Glazer. I feel like I've been there since 2000.
What was peak? Could you tell us what was peak Craig Glazer to you?
My favorite was when he was like, hey, when are you going to let me pop you in the asshole? And you're like, oh, God.
Wait, he just did, where, and can you tell, set up the situation a little more? Where did he,
it was before hashtags, Dan.
For a lot of years, I had to be like, Craig, you can't just grab me. You can't just, like, he would just go grabbing.
That's great. He was just like a chimp. He was like a chimp in human clothes.
He was like Dunstan checks in.
you're like, whoa, dude. You can't be grabbing that. I was asking, when he asked to pop you in the asshole, where was it? Was it in the Lotus? Was it like at the club?
I don't remember, but I feel like it was probably on multiple occasions that question was asked. I don't feel like that was a once and doneer. That was like, hey, come on, when are you going to let me pop you in the asshole? Yeah, that was like an every year. That was a little treat that I got. I don't know if you guys ever got that question.
Real quick, this weekend, we got short ribs in the kitchen, and I got to get out of here. But you want me to pop you in the ass? Docs are there.
I'll tell you something. I would have been his mark. If I was a girl, I would have been his mark. I fell for everything. I didn't know. And I think after he died or shortly before, someone was like, oh, my God, that terrible toupee. I go, that's not his hair.
Yeah.
No. I'm like, oh, and he's like, it was, by the way, this guy's not wealthy. He just like fucking maxes out everything and fucks people over. That's why he has all those cars and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, really? I thought the guy was a gazillionaire. No. Yeah. No.
Hey, you are right for the picking. When you become an old man, so many people are going to run hustles on you. Or they're like, yeah, hey, good money.
I'd have been chugging his nuts right in Johnny Dare's waiting room.
Last check bounced. My last check for New Year's Eve. That was I had to file with the district attorney to get shake my money out of him before he croaked.
Yeah. Holy shit! So you did New Year's there, which is, you know, as we've talked about on the show, that's a big payday.
It was a good payday, which was why I think it was like pretty illegal to bounce the check multiple times just based on the value of the check.
Yeah.
So my manager is from Kansas City and her dad's a lawyer. So we filed and he called like, oh, I thought we were friends. And I was like, well, my friends don't bounce large checks to me.
I mean, you got to admire the guy for staying in the pocket till the end where he goes, what? So what? I bounced a check on you. What's going on? Are we not cool?
Feel bad. Feel bad when he died, like that I shook him down for his last, like his cancer funds or whatever he died of. I feel like I took his last little bit.
Funny. He goes, nah, it's cool. I don't need my medicine, April. I'm glad you got your money. I'll die now.
So what this is, Joe, to fill you in, is this lunatic who believed in some weird way he was the kingpin of a town. He thought like he had Kansas City on like wired to him. He would take you to press, 7 hours of press, and he would be the only one talking the whole time on the radio.
Did you ever have casual racist? Did he take you for breakfast after where there was just like a solid dose of casual racism for good
oh, hard and bombs.
Buddy,
hard and bombs.
Oh, April, when me and Christine first, he knew me for a couple years at this point. Christine came out there with me and he took us to radio. And he goes, yeah, this is actually the Westport. This is the original location of our first club ever. He's like, it was a great club. And then one day you come outside and you just see it's all niggers outside. And then you go, holy shit, Craig, this is Christine. You guys just met today. You met this morning.
Well, this is me, all of it. You're seeing all of it right now. How do you like? I remember the first time I met him. He's like, oh, you're like a guy, huh? I go, what? He goes, like a man, you're not like a fag. I go, what's up? What if I am? What if I was gay, Craig? And this is how we met. And he's like, nah, you're not. All right, cool. All right. Now I'm saying you look like you could throw a punch. I was like, dude, this guy's legitimately insane.
So he would tell you. So Joey, he would tell you on these things, all these stories of the quote unquote whores he was fucking, and all the sluts, and the fuck this one, and this one loves him so much, and he's got movie deals, and Zac Efron's playing him already. He's slated to play him in the new movie.
When he cast me in The King of Sting, I was playing one of the cops that helped Chris Pine at the time had the role.
You're gonna get a role. That's
Josh.
Nice.
Josh Wolf. I saw Josh Wolf at the Come and Take It Festival last year in Houston. And he sat in the green room with me, and I don't even know why, but this came up, and Josh Wolf told me story after story after story. And I was like, I got to get this book. What mistake have I made that I've never worked this club? Like, this sounds incredible. And the first thing I said was, how is this not a movie? And he goes, apparently it's been passed around Hollywood, the option for this thing.
Buddy, David Tell stopped working for him. And he knew that like Dave was the guy who brought me all over the country. And when I first did his club ever, he signed a book to me and gave it to me. And inside it goes, Jay, you're better than Dave Attell ever wishes he could be. Fuck him. And I'm like, oh, what do you want me to do with this? Like, what do you want me to be? He goes, yeah, he's right.
You go, wow, you think?
Lunatic? Yeah.
April, you said you started working there in 2005.
I would say it was like 2005, 2006. It was like right after Last Comic Standing, and so I mean, every year he was. It was on the rotation.
Did you watch? Was there ever an incline in his life? Was he ever making like a lot of money, and then you saw it go down? Because when I saw it, it was getting bad.
I mean, I don't feel like he ever really had money. It was there were always a lot of whores, but I believe, like, I was naive enough to believe that he should just like date an elementary school teacher, and maybe that could change his life.
Do you know what that would do to that elementary school teacher's life? It would tear it apart.
I felt like if he dated women that like owned glue sticks, that maybe he could change just like a little bit. Became a softer person.
She went, Craig, are you swindling one of your waitresses again? He goes, what do you say, babe? I love you.
This is DJ Lou with you. And on Thursday's quarantine tapes, the gang and Joe DeRosa were having a great conversation about Cox when all of a sudden an excellent money-making opportunity showed up for Becky Rodriguez. Shits and nits. Enjoy.
I'd love to do a poll. And Christine, get this out there because I think this is 100%. I'd be blown away. I mean, there's going to be people who are just going to like play devil's advocate, but if everyone answers honestly, tell me anyone who looks at guy girl porn and doesn't care, has no preference to the guy's dick size, particularly being big. I'd be blown away. Anyone in this room doesn't give a shit at all.
I have preference
for it to be big, a big dick.
I don't care if it's big. It just can't be black, because then I can't pretend it's mine.
Yeah, I get that. By the way, there's white guys with real purple dicks, and I can't put myself in there.
Oh, really?
His putt looks off color. I can't get in.
I could do black all day because that's the surefire biggest dicks. You don't have to waste time scanning through to see if this guy you've invested your time in, your 30 seconds of time in, is going to have just a regular ween. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, sometimes I like a nice, you know, just regular dick.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'll check out, though. A really long, thin dick. Back out. I don't
get
care.
Out of here.
No, yeah, I don't yourself like that.
On the way looks like it hurts the girl. Looks like it's...
Hey, buddy.
Like he's bummed out that, like, his dick's so thin.
What are you doing, guy? You clapping cheeks or changing an oil? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I would much rather. He goes, two quarts low. I would much rather have a short, fat dick than a long, thin dick. I think women are much more of a problem with a long, thinny than a short. Man,
if you have a fucking short, thick punch, I think you're like the Rocky Marciano of dicks. You're gonna go.
I don't mind seeing a Coke can cock. You know what I mean? Like a nice fucking. It doesn't bother me, but the thought of a long, skinny dick. Ew! You can't even call it a dog. It's a dick. At that point, it's a dick. Like, that just freaks me out for some reason.
You need that hard CK because that's the way it like sticks. Yeah, ew. Branch.
It's just too long and skinny where you're like, quit poking her. That's like when they call sex poking.
Yeah, we see a girl like but ooh, yeah. That's terrible. By the way, can you please go long skinny penis to the top right? No. Top right. Please.
That's actually not that skinny.
Yeah, that's kind of normal.
It's not that skinny, but I'll tell you what, if there's anything that I want to like come up as the picture when like DeRosa or Dan calls me, it's that.
Oh, that's awesome.
Quick question, are you still growing your quarantine pube bush?
I shaved my balls once.
Damn it. Mine's going long and strong.
Yeah. I thought me and Christine were gonna fuck at one point and then we just never think to do it at night.
Solidarity, sister. I get you.
So half-hearted last week, we didn't do it this week.
Yeah.
No gas in the tank, guys.
Dude, we want to like fucking like zone and just like laugh at a. I don't know. It's just like it's not coming up. Which is like a situation like we just don't. I don't probably either of us don't feel super like the other one would probably want to fuck right now because like it's a sweatpants life. You know what I mean? Like what's the change of pace of our thing at all? You're making a face.
I was just saying we're always like sweatpants life at home.
No, but we're coming back from a day though of like other thing, you know what I mean? Like we see each other like out and about, and there's like, you know, whatever, like the couple-y flirtations and stuff. It's like we're just from morning till night, like essentially, except for walking away for like phone calls and I go outside for a cigarette. Like it's just what now? And fucking kind of come. It's not that like awesome when fucking is a decision like. You want to eat now or you want to fuck? Like, I don't know. It's like, that's a bit of a bummer.
I want to tell you something I've been doing.
I still think Christine's hot as shit.
I want to tell you something I've been doing. First, I want to point out, though, B-Rod, I mean, this is your OnlyFans. You knitting? Guys are going to batch to that, man. Seriously. You just sitting there knitting?
She's been knitting DJ Lou a cock ring this whole time.
Shit. That's going to make a shitload of money.
I know.
I know you got hot press going, and I know that's a big earner. If you do Tiny Grandma as your other, so much money.
Here's what you should do.
Grandma is the best name.
You have the best titles, Dan. I want you to narrate my whole life.
Well, how about this one? How about where you knit while you're on the toilet, and you call it Shits and Knits?
Oh my God.
Come on. By the way, you don't even have to show. But I would get a mic rig so you can hear the splatoosh, the splash.
You don't have to show them. You could be sitting legs closed on the bowl, but as long as they hear the plop, they're going to be happy. And I'll tell you this, then you've covered, it's a niche market, but I mean, you own it. You dominate
also,
that niche market.
You don't even really, you don't even really have to shit. You just give yourself a little space. Angel can drop a fucking cube of sugar in the toilet.
Yeah, and you go
all
and,
you
and
do, all as you long do as like, just every make couple, a grimace face.
Every 3 minutes, you just go.
This right here is an underhook loop.
I'd like a little more weight than a cube of sugar. I'd suggest a grape, a large grape. Dude, small marble.
It's so funny to come in with weight negotiations on Becky's.
I'd say a prune. There,
I want to see a billiards ball. I want to see a heavy
prune.
He goes, guys, I want a hard clump.
Prune could work, Jay.
An overripe plum. Yeah, I was gonna say that a plum would work. Now, like a nectarine, an orange, something like that. It's gonna like you're gonna think that her asshole couldn't support what just fell out of it. You won't believe it. It'll break the fourth wall too much.
Just to be eco friendly here, I think you could drop in an apple core, and that could really do it.
Absolutely. Wow.
A little composting, saving the environment, and we're making Becky some money.
And here's the thing. The whole thing can be like fake to a degree. If you just wear like underwear, legs closed, and you're knitting on your lap, so they're not seeing anything except that it would look like you're not wearing pants, and then you have the fake turds. I'm telling you, these things are going to turn over some money.
Hope you enjoyed this week's Best of the Bonfire. You can listen to the show live every Monday through Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. East on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, or on demand on the Sirius XM app. Be sure to follow us on all social media at The Bonfire SXM.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.